Hey, welcome everyone. Stunk Radio Audio 1132. I am Jeremy. Joining me is Mr. Chris. Does anyone call you Christopher?
Only in the most legal, official things possible.
Oh, okay. Or when, like, the parents get mad at you?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So we're here to talk wrestling. I guess that's why you tuned in. I don't know. Or he found it by accident. And here you are. So you've been warned. Inappropriate commentary. Unintentional segues. All bound. Here we go. So, man, this is going to be kind of a WWE-centric show. And I guess, like, one question, and I forgot. Did you watch AAA this weekend?
I watched, like, half of it.
Okay. So you didn't see...
And then I turned off, and I just, because I was tired, and then I never went back to it.
All right, so you didn't see you didn't see the main event and all those shenanigans?
No.
Okay. So, two things. The reason I bring up AAA is I enjoy the show. Like, legitimately enjoy the show. It's 58 minutes, maybe. You're in and out, and the action's good.
Yeah.
What goes on is fun. And you're done. Like, no garbage, nothing. The other thing I was... That's one of the reasons. The other reason I was going to bring it up is... Now, you told me, and it's confirmed with, you know... They show the executive producers at the end. And Mark Calloway is one of them. But I think you're the one that mentioned it's Jeremy Borash is down there with him as well.
I think so. I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And that kind of dawned on me after the show last week, and I'm watching AAA this week. That's why NXT stinks now. Borash was a big creative force in NXT for a while. He's gone, and now, yeah, NXT sucks. Well, I mean, they're trying. I mean, this week's show's been better, but it's still like trying to build all these guys up. So that's what I was trying to figure out is, like, how long has Borash been gone so that NXT has suffered this way? Because you can definitely see some of the influences and in how he likes, you know, backstage vignettes and all that sort of stuff. But I guess if you didn't see it, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, no.
But.
I just never went back to it.
Yeah. Well, what I was talking to you guys Monday about was... I believe we're going to get to SmackDown. I just want to talk about this because I think it's absurd. You have Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice won the tag titles from Ethan Page and La Hydra because Chelsea Green got hurt on Friday.
Yes, yep.
This storyline still kills me that these two women are going after Mr. Iguana. It's just absurd. Then in the main event, it was a four-way. For whoever wins goes on to the Rey de Reyes tournament. It was Dragon Lee, Octagon Jr., Rey Fénix, and El Grande Americano. And it was the Ludwig Kaiser. I'm sorry. It was El Grande Americano. Backstage, original El Grande Americano attacks the new one. Handcuffs him to, I think, a forklift, takes the key and goes to the ring, and they let him wrestle. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. But then you just realize, well, it's still El Grande Americano. And boy, did the crowd hate Chad Gable or El Grande or original Americano. I couldn't believe the difference on Monday. When original came out and everyone was cheering him. And then everyone was kind of tepid, lukewarm to the new version, which is beloved in Mexico. This is the Twilight Zone sort of stuff that I really enjoy. It was crazy. And then El Grande won, if I remember right. So he's going on to the tournament. So there's your quick AAA thing. But I did go to SmackDown Friday. last second kind of deal. And I enjoyed the hell out of that show. I don't know. What'd you think of it on TV?
On TV, it was an enjoyable show on TV, for sure. Now, what made you make the last minute decision to go to SmackDown?
Ticket prices.
Are ticket prices dropping dramatically in the last week?
Yes.
For these events now?
Well, see, I bought mine, and then they went on sale for 30% off, so I should have waited.
Oh, yeah.
But the area where I usually sit, I was a section over, and I paid regular price, $100 for each ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We're pretty close. I forgot to post the pictures of them. Pretty close to the ring. You know, I mean, you're still in the 100 sections, right? But unobstructed view, which of course is like an old term anyways. But we were near the lighting rig, and you kind of forget, or you don't pay attention on TV to some of the people's pyro.
Yeah.
And it'll scare you. So at least it did me. But yeah, that's why we decided to go. I'm like, hey, they're back down to normal price. Let's go. Because, you know, I enjoy going to shows. So,
yeah.
Those
are fun.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, well worth it. I had a great time. And my viewing pleasure was also increased because I had a bunch of kids near me.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Those little goofballs all wearing John Cena stuff. Which I thought was like, hey, guys, he ain't here. And they were still selling John Cena merchandise, by the way.
I'm sure they are.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. I enjoyed the arc of Drew McIntyre coming out and not being able to talk.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. It's just fun to see. It's fun, and it's also kind of enlightening to see some of these people live. Especially some people I've never seen live before. I don't remember ever seeing Io Sky in a live setting before. She is, this is going to be that opening match, the women's tag title.
Yeah.
I'll be this guy. Julia was just there.
She is. She is very much just there.
Yeah.
They've decided they like Kiana James better, and they are not wrong.
Yeah. That really shines through in person. I'll just say it. She's stacked. Like,
you see
her as something without without any real gimmick. I mean, she carries the handbag, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But when she was moving around the ring, and she was doing a lot outside the ring too, that really impressed me. Speed, she was getting around pretty quick, but also pretty graceful. It looked effortless. And that also goes for Io Sky.
Well, yeah.
Well, you see it on TV, and you're like, okay. You see it live, and you're like, the margin of error she has for some of the moves she does, and some of the things she does, is so small, and it's even more amplified, in person. The end of that match where, didn't Rhea give, the slam? And then Io ran on the rope and did a moonsault. I think that's how that ended. Io just got on the top rope like it was nothing. Like she just ran over and glided up and then did her move. And I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but just smooth. And it was really awesome. And the crowd was more into Rhea than anybody. But by the end, it was a lot of Io Sky stuff. Which is well deserved. So,
I've seen Io Sky live, twice last year, the triple threat match at WrestleMania, and then the first match with Stephanie McHare the next night. That's what really opened my eyes was Io Sky, especially babyface Io Sky.
Mm-hmm.
She was incredible. She was the MVP of the weekend in many ways.
Yeah, and just continues to be.
Yeah, she definitely continues to be.
Yeah.
Once we get to Raw, I will have some different remarks to make about her tag team partner. But yes, Io Sky when Michael Cole like kind of casually during the Royal Rumble called her the best wrestler in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he's at the very least not far off. And it's one of those things that he will throw in that you can tell that, you know, wrestling fan Michael Cole actually believes.
Yes. Yeah.
No one told him to say that because there's no marketing of Io Sky around her being the best in the world. If anything, of course, that's CM Punk's thing. Although no one actually, you know, believes that he's in 2026 the best in the world. But it's not something that, you know, people say it's not a marketing slogan thrown around about Io Sky at all. So you can tell that, you know, people's respect and affection for Io Sky is very real.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a TV show, but Untamed. What's that show called?
Unreal.
Unreal. When Hunter said, if you're starting a new federation or something from scratch or something like that, and he goes, Io Sky being my first pick. And it's like, maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but at the same time, I mean, depending on what you're going for, you know? She's great. And sometimes her facial expressions are a little cartoony, but then again,
they're doing that with so many people.
Exactly.
Though. Break them down to one taunt or whatever, just and do it over and over and over again between every move. You know, the new one is Javon Evans' head shaking thing. It's like, I don't know if your audience really thinks that's that cool. I mean, I know Io's head pointing thing is over, but she's doing it between, they got her doing it between every, you know, between every move now, and it can be too much sometimes. But that's just how they do things now. It's not about catchphrases anymore. It's about hand gestures mm-hmm. or whatever. That has replaced catchphrases basically.
You're exactly right.
Which is weird. Yeah. Which is weird because you really can't. It's difficult to put that on a T-shirt.
I mean, I guess you could do a silhouette.
You can do a silhouette, but it's not moving. Unless moving GIF T-shirts is the next. Oh shit! That could be a new. A
hey, shut
new
up!
Idea.
Shut up! I'm gonna edit that part out. We're gonna talk after this.
Yes.
No, finally. Well, yeah. I was like, wait, was that a new idea?
I've never seen one out.
That's
never
actually
seen one
a
in
great
the
idea. I mean, there's got to be somebody. There's some dork that, not dork, sorry, but yeah, some nerd that figured out how to get like a LCD screen on your shirt. Like, anyways. Anyways. yeah, but like it's. The facial expressions, I mean, even Monday, like Becky Lynch, hers have been terrible forever.
Oh, her overacting was awful. We skip around. We skip around, so who cares? Let's skip around. Okay, fine.
Well, it ties into the conversation we started. So, well, no.
You had a good time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And that's, all right, so hang on. So that's the thing. A live wrestling experience is so much fun if you get it. Like, she doesn't like it all the time because she likes hearing the announcers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I get that. But if you're just watching, you should be able to understand what's going on. And I guess maybe that goes to the facial features thing where they're overselling this stuff. Like, listen, you really can't see your face from section 500 at Allegiant Stadium, you know, unless you're watching the TV. And that kind of sucks because I just spent $7,000 to go to WrestleMania to look at a TV, you know? But it's ungodly bad. And no one's really calling people out for it. Like, Becky was...
yeah.
It's been going on for a long time, but anyways.
Yeah, the live experience can be incredible depending on the... Sh- The show itself,
yes.
and the people you're around.
Oh, okay. That a bad show can be made so much better. Not a bad show, boring show, whatever, is made so much better with who's around you.
And a good show can be made a miserable experience.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
By you know, if they smell bad or if they're a smart dork or any or you know what? I'd rather be around a dumb hick who believes it's real than
absolutely
the smartest dork. Absolutely, yes. Of course, yes.
I want somebody to be like, "That's that boy doing. He should be kicking his ass." Like, yeah, he should, right? Or the little. By the way, one of the top things I've ever seen from a parent child interaction happened at SmackDown, because Kit Wilson came out. Oh, I didn't tell you what the interaction was. Kit Wilson comes out, place pops big, and I watched the show back. They did sweeten some of it. And I didn't really hear too much dulling down, but when Kit Wilson came out, there was a legitimate pop. Like, oh, he's all here. And then, you know, he started doing his annoying stuff, and then people were like, oh, all right, we don't like you now. But when he came out, he got in the ring, and he does the Kit Wilson thing, and then starts doing his hips.
Yeah.
There's this little black kid in front of us. I'm saying 7, 8 years old. His sister, which she had one of the better ones too, he kicks up. He starts cheering for Kit Wilson. And I was like, really? Like, okay. I mean, I guess because he's cartoony and the song. So the kid does the arms, and then his hips were magic. This kid's hips were going better than Kit Wilson's. His mom turns and looks, and she goes, "Where did you learn that?" And, like, yelled at him. And he's like, "Stuck," and he stopped doing it. And I was like, "No." I was like, "Keep going. You're doing great, man." But I mean, she didn't appreciate me cheering him on, by the way. But it was just funny. Like, he didn't think anything of it. But then his sister, when Trick Williams came out, popped big, and, arms and shoulders. Kicking in every time they whoop that Trick, which, by the way, they need to stop with Trick trying to be a bad guy, because the crowd doesn't want to boo him.
No, no.
That live crowd doesn't want to boo him. And you can tell the people who watched NXT, because, you know, it's like, whoop that Trick. And then some people start going, all right, like Booker T did.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So that absolutely killed me. The little girl sitting next to me, she cheered for every good guy. And I was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to go well between the two of us. And then they showed Gunther, and she started cheering. And I was like, what? I was like, yeah, all right, you're all right, kid. You'll be just fine. But but you're right. I can't stand sitting around. Well, you know, when he was in AEW, he used to like, oh, shut up. Just shut. He's not there. Well, his Japanese career is really shut up, Ricochet. I don't want to hear you talk during my show. Like, ugh. Yes, I will gladly take the hicks or the kids or the people who just want to buy into it.
Or the grannies.
Yeah.
We don't get enough grannies anymore.
You don't get enough old people. Probably just priced out.
Yeah. And
these arenas are so big, getting into them, around. So
yeah. Oh, definitely.
My grandparents, to the day they died, like all their relatives swore up and down, you know? Like they come back from the war, they're always like the Nazi figures they'd see wrestle in like little local fairs. Yeah. They used to tell me all about it, and I was like, God damn. That's modern sensibilities. That's a little rough, man. Like, you're still cleaning up over there. But yeah, man. Watching the show, like, Chelsea's mad over. That crowd was not happy she didn't win.
No, they were not.
And Tiffany's got some rebuilding to do. She's supposed to be the face. I mean, she got some cheers, but just took too long. And
this has never worked. Oh, her as a baby face has never worked.
No. And then
she doesn't know how to be one. And still, even after all this time, no one's bothered to teach her.
Nope. She just doesn't. I mean, her voice doesn't exactly lend it to being a face either. I mean, trust me, I live with someone who's got a high voice like that. But, yeah, I mean, the way she talks, the way she conducts herself, all that is just like, oh, boy. Miscast. So Kevin and I have joked, like, he's, you know, like Trick Williams and Last Legend are a couple. They're engaged.
Yeah.
Making the jokes that they're going to make super people. Seeing Last Legend in person, yeah, I'm sticking to that. They're going to breed their own superhuman race. Like, that woman is gigantic. She makes Nia Jax look small in person.
Nia Jax has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. But it's just like...
It's almost too much for what she's supposed to be.
Yeah, but her facial expressions are still on point.
She's good. You know? She's still...
That actually wasn't a joke. I know we were goofing on facial expressions. That's what I said. But, yeah, it's just the crowd's weird. Boy, you'll appreciate this one. They showed that graphic for next week of Cody, Jacob, and then Sammy. And they showed Sammy backstage. Yeah. No reaction whatsoever.
Oh, no. Why would there be?
I was like, damn, nothing? Oof. And then to find out he got squashed because he's annoying. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so. There have been stories about Sammy being really annoying for a while. I mean, oh God, who was it during Jericho's podcast or something? He talks about having to prepare for a match with Sammy, and he's always, you know, got so many ideas, and he's so forceful with them, and it's just like, oh my God, dude, chill out.
Well, I remember the Cody and Kevin Owens one, and they were having a match, and they were going out the door to the match, and he was still going on about it, like what to do and work and stuff. So it's like,
yeah.
After a while, dude, passion gets away to annoyance, you know. But
yeah, it definitely can.
Yeah, but Obafemi's over. I think I put in our group chat. As soon as the place went dark, and the ring lights went green, the halo above, mm-hmm. everyone knew who it was. Everyone got excited, and then the Oba chant started. That was not canned. That was real. And he came out, destroyed Kit. Everyone was happy, even though it was, 13 seconds, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they've got something with him. And I know on Raw they said that he's a free agent. He hasn't chosen a show yet. Well.
No.
Yeah. But if you can afford to go to a live show like this, man, I just have fun. I was a little like on the fence because of the 3-hour length.
Yeah.
And sometimes SmackDowns can be like, eh. But this one wasn't.
Well, lately SmackDown has been less eh than Raw has been.
Yes.
Raw has not been good at all lately, and that opening segment. Okay, we can now talk about it.
Yeah.
You hated her facial expressions. Her overacting was just awful. Ever since she charted on this, you know, tweet like Trump shit and everyone's a conspiracy against her shit, it's been terrible. I hate this version of Becky Lynch.
Yeah. But even when she was a face, like if someone kicked out of her move, she was always over the top. And then, like, to find out she's on some Star Trek show, like, wait, you gonna act? How? Like, I haven't seen it. I mean, I have Paramount. Yeah.
I mean, she's been trying. She's been trying for a while to break into acting.
Yeah, but it's like, I think the only project I've seen from hers is Happy Gilmore 2. But she was in it for, like, a second. But it's like, did you not learn anything? Like, the backstage part with her and AJ was fine. Like, okay, like, whatever.
That got a laugh out of me.
Yeah. But then in-ring was just like, I get it.
Her trying to play exasperated, losing her mind, it just was not working.
It's just too hammy.
It was very hammy.
But, I mean, I guess she doesn't want you to cheer for her, so she's cringe.
No. No. She is cringe, yeah. It was too much. Yeah, it was definitely too much.
Yeah. And poor AJ's got to come out and bounce off that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Fourth or fifth, whatever, live promo. Yeah. Back in over 10 years. Yeah. This is what she has to work with.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, all right.
She did a good job playing herself. And,
oh, yeah.
She was fine.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with AJ Lee at all. It's like,
no,
okay,
no,
I was.
She's the only problem here. Yeah. Go ahead.
But they're pushing like that match already. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is Chicago. So.
Yeah, I figured that, I mean, because all we've been hearing for weeks is this is a match that's locked in for WrestleMania. It's locked in. But I also thought that, yes, Chicago, and that because we didn't see her at the Royal Rumble, we would see AJ Lee at Elimination Chamber. And it, of course, and first thing when I saw her, you know, last night, is just, yeah, okay, I guess this match is happening in Chicago. And it is. It's. You know, for the title, it's happening in Chicago. But yeah. According to Meltzer, when he asked somebody, it's still in play for WrestleMania. Oh, yeah. Which I can see that, you know, just because the match is happening in one PLE doesn't mean that doesn't mean you can't do a rematch at WrestleMania.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out how to say this kindly. Do you believe anything he says? Because there's a lot of, like, we're actually going to get into a lot of the speculation. But, especially the Triple H stuff. Like, I want to give Dave the benefit of the doubt. But he's been wrong so much. And then he just goes, well, plans changed. And it's like, well, wait a second.
That's always been the game. Plans change has always been the game. It's always been.
But
yeah.
Then there's, like, I guess I'm jumping ahead, but just that kind of triggered the thought in my head, though, is so there's apparently, you know, the rumor that people are frustrated with Triple H's change of stuff behind the scenes and, you know, about the matches for WrestleMania. Well, we haven't advertised anything, or they haven't advertised anything, excuse me, for WrestleMania. So why would you bother changing matches up that people don't know? Like, there seems to be a logic misstep here, unless he knows, like, oh, no, these are boring. You know? Like, we thought we could coast through this. But...
yeah. I mean, you can see the TV... But you can see the cracks in the TV, though, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
You can see that we're not setting anything... Really, we're not really setting anything up to be, you know, in your head, this is for sure... Other than Punk and Roman, and probably Liv Morgan and Stephanie McCare, just because I don't even know why they're pretending Liv Morgan versus Jade Cargill is even a possibility.
Yeah, exactly.
No one believes that. No one believes that. But beyond that, there really is everything else is up in the air, and you know the rumors are that, the feeling is that WrestleMania ticket sales are significantly down year to year.
Yeah.
In the same place. And they're worried. And they're second guessing, and that's causing them to second guess everything and, you know, move some pieces around, even though, you know, there nothing's been advertised and we really haven't been truly led to believe that in one direction over another. I mean, of course, you know, we have our years where, I mean, obviously we can't go all the way back, but, you know, the first indication that Savage wasn't, you know, happy with Hogan, you know, touching Elizabeth, was it SummerSlam 88?
Yeah.
But even more recent times, you know, we've gotten matched, you know, match teases that was followed through on. That's really a Survivor Series.
Yes.
And in this case, and in this case, we kind of did, but they also left it open to do Roman versus Cody, and Cody versus Punk, which apparently was the plan at one point. Both were the plan at one point, at different points, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm trying to be better at not interrupting. Doesn't work.
I haven't been, so why are you worried?
Oh, I talk over Kevin all the time. He's learned now just to plow through, so it's pretty good. Yeah. I was like, oh, he ain't giving up. All right. Not giving up, not stopping. But it's like, well, one of the things that Meltzer said was that tourism in Vegas is down, and they actually asked WWE if they come there to help out tourism. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's definite. That's legitimate, yes.
But here's the problem. You know, we're not like Vegas is Vegas, and if tourism's down, WWE's not going to pick it up. I mean, maybe a little bit. You know, I mean, I know it's a big event, but if your tourism's down, I mean, I'm trying to avoid the one obvious point of this because we kind of brought it up earlier, but we get to it. But it's like WrestleMania in name sure is big. They've also divided it into two nights now. And last year, it was mixed, I guess, if you would put it that way.
It was definitely. I think the reactions were, you know, I can say, you know, I was there. I had a good enough time with the whole experience. But no, it was not a top tier WrestleMania. There were a lot of flaws, and you know what, in the buildup, we on this show we're pointing them out, you know, because I thought they would have learned from last year and gotten their ducks in a row by January at the latest with your top, you know, handful of matches or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently didn't happen again. So again, we're going to be kind of post elimination chamber, just kind of throwing things at the wall, which you can do for some of your you can do it for some of your underneath matches, but that it's February, and we have no idea what Brock Lesnar's doing.
Right.
We may not see him again till March.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who? I mean, there's definitely a lot of moving parts with the WWE Championship situation. You know, the biggest thing, the most common thought has been McIntyre, Rhodes, Fatu, triple threat.
Yeah,
that could easily change. Or McIntyre, if McIntyre and Rhodes is one on one, is more in their minds. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it feels like SmackDown has been better lately, but I think that depending on how they do things heading into Elimination Chamber and putting Cody and Jacob in the same triple threat match is just asking for a catastrophe. Like we're gonna have to go with a convoluted scenarios to get them both in this match with. Or it's just, I should say both in the match with McIntyre. Because one of them has to lose this thing on Friday. Or maybe both of them somehow end up losing because McIntyre, you know, screws them both over and Sammy uh-huh, wins.
Because that was my thought too, is because Drew's like, Sammy wins the Elimination Chamber, no problem. You know?
Yeah.
That was kind of my thought.
That's definitely a leading thought for me, yes.
Yeah.
Because the whole... You know what? Maybe Meltzer's wrong again about a match that's, you know, supposed to be, you know, penciled in for WrestleMania. No, it's really going to happen at Elimination Chamber. Because maybe the triple threat happens at Elimination Chamber.
Oh.
We get these guys all out of the way.
Okay, well that would clear the deck for what I think should happen for WrestleMania. And I don't know. I don't really know how you feel about this guy or not, but the crowd loves him no matter what. And they've been clamoring for a big win. And it's new. What about LA Knight already?
I wouldn't hate it.
No.
I do think that it, in a scenario where Cody and Jacob aren't in the Elimination Chamber, I do think Randy Orton wins it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, that's two unproven guys, quote unquote. You'd have to almost put them in a position of opening night one and something, you know, quote unquote, bigger going last.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. You know, yeah. I'm fine with that. It's new. Like, maybe I'm blanking out. I don't remember a Drew McIntyre LA Knight match. I really don't.
It may have happened. Something may have happened with them, but yeah, it wasn't memorable. Yeah. And yes. LA Knight has, he's come back. They're obviously trying to rebuild him.
He is Teflon to the audience. No matter how much they beat him down, his reactions are huge. I don't know any merch details. I didn't look it up, but it's like, I saw plenty of people with his shirts on. They had his shirts there. He wasn't even on the show. You know, he wasn't on SmackDown. But it's like, if they really want to do some new stuff, then this is it. Like, Cody and Jacob, you know, you could have a Cody-Jacob match. Make it some sort of stipulation match.
Yeah.
Elevate Jacob if you want. I don't know. You know, like, you don't even have to turn Cody heel. They had that badass brawl.
Yeah.
Do it again.
You could still do it.
Falls count anywhere.
But then you're putting that's multiple babyface versus babyface matches in key spots.
Who are the babyface matches?
Well, Punk and
I disagree. I think that's a definite split. Roman, he made a case for being a face, but he's still the same asshole. But people have just accepted it. It's like he's the bad guy. He's the bad guy. But
I don't know if in traditional terms, I don't know if you're speaking in traditional terms, but in the reality, Roman carries himself much more badass and much more cool than what really it's been this kinder, gentler version of CM Punk we've been seeing of late.
Yeah. Yes, because Punk is still an asshole too.
But he hasn't been. He's been. I love you. I love everyone.
Yeah.
What do you want to? Is that what you want to talk about? It's great. It's a great night to be alive at Monday Night Raw. He's that guy now.
Yeah.
He's a slightly more edgy Cody.
He's the company. He's the company guy.
Even wears suits. He even wears suits now in non wrestling appearances.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It is fucking weird as hell.
Well, I remember.
And again, it's I don't know if it works. Again, it's one of those things. I don't know if it works for him.
No. Well, he's got corporate hair. I really don't know what he's doing with his hair. Not that the two of us should be talking about hairstyles, mind you. But never mind. You know the T-shirt idea we were kicking around last night?
Yeah.
We already look like a bigger and smaller version of each other.
Oh my god.
So I was like, do we both get matching T-shirts or don't we? I don't know.
We can talk about
that. Yeah. I'm not against it either way, by the way.
I'm not against it. I mean, I wouldn't.
I'm at that point. I don't care. So,
yeah. But anyways, I get it. I get you.
But yeah, but it's like if Triple H is really changing things up, all right, and it's frustrating people, well, here's one thing you can do. Have more goddamn matches. There's so many unused talents. Like when I was going to SmackDown Friday, the advertised matches were the women's tag team match, Shinsuke and, oh gosh,
Tama Tonga.
Thank you. And there was one other match. And we got four or five others. And it was great. It was like the old days. Hey, match, match, match. Backstage thing, match, match, match. Like, you know? talent getting in the ring, getting to move around, getting to be out there in front of the crowd, and still having people not in front of the crowd. Where Raw, what do we have on Raw? Do we have four matches for 2.5 hours?
We might have had that, yeah.
That's not enough. That's the problem. You can't develop storylines for wrestlers if they're not wrestling, if they're not involved in something. So I still am sticking to the credo that TXO, because of how UFC runs their shows.
TKO?
Yeah.
You said TXO.
Well, that's what I work for. It just keeps messing up. But I swear it's TKO's mandate. Hey, this is what UFC does. Try and do it like this. We advertise these and that's it. And it's like, that's not what wrestling is. And we're going to pack events. UFC has an event every week for 2 weeks, every week for 2 months. You guys are going to do the same thing. Like, no, that's not, it's different businesses. So I do think all of these events that are being mandated, by the way, you know, Triple H doesn't want to do all this stuff. I mean, I know it was NXT, so you're not going to have this, but he let stuff develop for a long time because he kind of had to. In this, it's being developed long-term in a short-term way. In a short, long-term, but in a short-term way because he has to. And no one's getting
well,
over
it. I mean, once a month pay-per-views have been a thing since like 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this is new. Two in a month. Yeah, that's a product of brand split era type things, yeah.
Well, it's that, but
and they've been off and on that.
Yeah, but it's like, all right, so he even said, like, they've got 2.5 hours Raw, now 3 hours SmackDown. You've got a 2 hour Saturday night's main event, a 3 hour PLE, and it's like, that's a lot. And sometimes there's two PLEs in 1 month, or none in a month. So it's like, I don't know, it seemed like when he took over that there was a better strategy of like, all right, these stories are building to this Saturday night's main event or whatever it is. These stories are building to this. Now it's just like, well, we just got a bunch of people, and we're just going to throw some stuff on TV. And getting back to the tickets, doubling the price of tickets, sometimes tripling them, getting less actual wrestling, and then wonder why attendance isn't what it was, and it's not for WrestleMania, and the interest, like, you know, the quality's gone down. When's the last time Bronson Reed had a match? A couple weeks ago?
Probably a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Like, it adding Logan Paul, and now especially Austin Theory, does not help. Because this should be Bronson's, right, Braun's out. Even have a little thing with Braun being like, no, you take over, and I'll be back. Or whatever, right? Then it could be the Bronson Reed show. And I know, you know, he's not everyone's cup of tea, but at least it's something. Like, we got Logan Paul on TV every week to do nothing.
No. Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah, he's falling into the background.
And then they're having Austin Theory wrestle all the matches.
And he's
why?
Not there. Why is he still a thing? Why are we trying this again? I it boggles my mind. And he just, now we've got angry Austin Theory walking around like he's constant with this constipated look on his face all the time. And he's still losing all. He's still losing all of it.
Yes.
He's still the one who he is that guy who's put into a faction to take all the losses.
Yeah. Well, that was Bronson Reed's, you know, until he got there. But it's like kind of eye-opening. I mean, look at how hot Penta started. Look at him now. You know, as much as I complain about AEW, brings a guy in, jobs him out, and they go back to obscurity. I mean, I'm not saying they job Penta out, but he's been there over a year, and he's really nowhere. And
No.
You saw how high, like, everyone was on him. He's just another dude. Like, seeing that Unreal show and seeing all the writers that they supposedly have, this is the best all those people can do? Really? I'm always going to stick to there's a mandate from TKO that, you know, maybe it's coming from old Dwayne. Who knows? His interference didn't help stuff, but...
No, it did not. No.
But, I mean, even this week, we didn't get a Dragon Lee Gunther match. You know?
Yeah.
Like, well, what was that all about? Just for nothing? But... You know, it's like opportunities like that. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're high on Dragon Lee or not, or if you don't like him, but it would make logical sense. He chokes Dragon Lee out. Dragon's like, no, I want a piece of him. All right, that makes sense. But Gunther wasn't even in the arena. You know? But
he's in the arena next week. That Gunther, Javon Evans, Dom Mysterio triple threat match.
What?
That should be good stuff.
He's going to beat the bejesus out of those two.
Yes, yes.
And I don't think he's winning. I get the feeling, now that I'm thinking this through, Dragon Lee's going to do something.
He might.
And then he's going to annihilate Dragon Lee. And then maybe that's how... Maybe it's Brock at WrestleMania. But doesn't it seem like they did more with Oba and Brock in the Rumble to like tease you?
They did, but we don't even know what show Oba's on yet.
Yeah,
Oba hasn't had an official singles match.
Yeah, no, he did on Friday. Yeah,
yeah, it's
impromptu threat.
I could see them giving that Elimination Chamber spot to Javon Evans.
Yeah,
they like seeing him jump off of things.
Yeah, hey, that spot at the end with him and Tyler.
Oh, that was incredible.
That timing was fantastic. Like, it's stuff like that. Like, holy crap. I mean, oh, no, I forgot. We did have that match. We did have that Natty match, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. They did not trust that match to go any length of time.
No. They're like,
and we're involving AJ Lee and Becky Lynch in this shit.
I was dumbfounded to see that.
I am scared to death we're getting a four-way at WrestleMania.
Yes, all right, but here's the thing. It used to happen a lot when Triple H first started. But when the babyfaces were getting beat up, their babyface friends would come down there and help. They've gotten away from that. So it was kind of refreshing to see them do that again. But, yeah. You know, but
no one asked for the snatty stuff, and I Maxine has really grown on me. I made the argument they shouldn't have taken the Intercontinental belt off of her.
Yeah.
But if they're really going with that four-way for WrestleMania, it reeks of participation trophy shit, and that WrestleMania should not be about.
We had a lot of those last year.
If there wasn't a place for you, there's got to be a limit on the number of multi-person matches. They have to at least make sense. You know, they can't completely reek of, you know, participation trophy. And it's like, if there just wasn't a spot for you, there just wasn't a spot for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And even Vince, who is, a complete scumbag, you know, as the years went on, believed in that, let's just throw everyone on WrestleMania shit. And I've never gotten it. Why are you making your show your biggest show of the year worse just to make someone happy? It's I know it's kind of counterintuitive to humanity or whatever, but what humanity should be, but it's just like it doesn't make for a better show.
No, I mean that's what the Andre Battle Royal is supposed to be for.
Yeah,
you know, not four way matches for five matches. You know, I guess like the byproduct of that, unfortunately, is. You know, Bianca, Rhea, and Io was fantastic last year,
But we don't know if Rhea and Bianca wouldn't have been as fantastic, and it would have felt like a bigger deal.
Yeah, I mean that argument can be made too. So it's like
you could have made a event of the night with that.
Well, that's okay.
If you push that hard enough.
And that's why I was going back to LA Knight and Drew. Hey, they lead off. Cool. Especially if they have LA Knight win. Wow. I feel bad for the whoever's following. But yeah. It would be like, okay. Now, you know, especially if it's Knight 1, which I guess, is that too similar to Jay and Gunther, though?
It would be, and I think that there probably are going to be people pushing for making sure that that championship doesn't get treated like a secondary, you know, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, I mean, the world championship was the opener last year.
Yes, it was.
But I mean, but it's
okay.
Not...
But that's right. It's not the same championship. Oh my god, I'm brain freeing all this shit. But yeah, to have a championship treated like that. Especially since this one's supposed to be more the main one, typically. Mm-hmm. It's the one with all the history behind it.
Well, sure, but it's not unheard of. Brock and Seth started.
Yeah, it's not unheard of. I mean, you can play it like that.
And then you can have the women fight like main event again. Like, the women have never main evented since Ronda, right?
No. Bianca and Sasha.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's kind of a lost one. I guess because Sasha's gone. But
yeah.
I did forget about that. That was a night one main event, wasn't it?
Well, that was... We're still in a COVID fog. They're third full building. There weren't really a lot of bells and whistles with that show. You know, they didn't, you know...
Because it rained too, right? Wasn't that the one that rained in the beginning?
That was the rain. That was the rain delay one. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't forget about that. So hey, pretty cool. I mean, but I just wonder. But I do wonder, like, is Liv and Stephanie Vaquer a main event match? Is Jade and whoever she would take on main event, unless it's Bianca or Rhea, I guess. You know. Yeah, because doesn't Liv has to make her decision before Elimination Chamber's over?
I don't think that. I don't know if that's exactly a rule, but I presume she will. And again, we gotta just stop pretending.
Yes, but I mean, so I guess for the women though, is Jade and somebody a main event worthy match in this build, or? Is Liv and Stephanie Vaquer a main event build? You know, I like them all, but is it? It's not. I guess night one, I mean, night two is obviously going to be. I'm guessing Punk and Roman. The way they're hyping it up, but.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but to get back to it though, there's so many people on this thing. There's so many people in this company. Yeah, some should be left off, but also it's time to get moving. Like, start planting seeds. They kind of did in the Rumble. We talked about that, and it seems pretty clear the Bellas, Bayley and Lyra, and then whoever the tag champs are going to have some sort of three way. That's what it seemed like to me, at least. Whether they're still planning, I don't know, but you know, I always watch Raw from Mexico. Was the Lyra Valkyra Bayley interview on Raw in the crowd?
What'd you say? Sorry, I missed.
So Bayley and Lyra Valkyra did a interview.
Nope, I did not see that. Okay. No. If they do things like that, I just assume I didn't see it.
Okay. And Lyra actually acted like a heel. And Bayley was like kind of smirking at her, like, there you go. So it's like, I wonder if they're slowly making her because she was frustrated because she lost that match. And
yeah,
this is how it was segued into this match. It was Rhea, Ivy Nile, and Lyra Valkyria.
Rhea Ripley was awful in this match. I've never seen her this bad. It was.
I don't think any of them had chemistry together.
There wasn't chemistry. No, there was not chemistry.
I was just like, this is sloppy as hell. And who, who suplexed, like, was it Ivy suplexed Rhea and almost, like, smashed Rhea's head on Lyra's head in the back? Like,
No. Okay, first Rhea and Lyra botched a get up on Rhea's shoulder spot. Then they had to get themselves in a better position to get to finally get Lyra on Rhea's shoulders. And then when Rhea got to the corner and Ivy Nile was climbing the ropes, Ivy Nile must have thought this was a sign to go for a top rope bulldog. The Steiner bulldog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Rhea just drops Lyra on her face. Mm-hmm. And then just as Ivy is jumping, and it just fell apart. Like,
yeah. And I'm like,
I mean, this was one of the worst botches in the history of ever televised.
I was just like, what's going on here? And I don't even know who's to blame.
I don't know who's to blame because I don't know what the planned spot was, because you got to tell someone that that fucking bulldog's coming.
Yeah, and
you got to tell everyone involved that bulldog's coming. Now, granted, I'm not sure how the Steiners did it, because they would just kill jobbers.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're like, hey, this is what we're doing, huh? All right, yeah. Here we go.
But and a lot of bigger stars would refuse to take some of the Steiners. The Steiner stuff. But you know, obviously they do whatever they want to jobbers, and this is some work. I mean, it's an old spot. It's not really a new one. Obviously, the Steiners were doing it over 35 years ago. But it does require, you know, it is a little more complex. It requires complete, you know. Oh God, I lost the word.
Cooperation.
Cooperation, yes. Yeah. Complete cooperation with everyone, with all three people involved. And this just fell apart. I don't know what Rhea was thinking when she dropped Lyra. I don't know what was Ivy Nile even supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
At that point, you know, did somehow Rhea forget or not know that Ivy was behind her?
And Ivy's a good example of someone who needs more work.
She does.
So that's what I was talking about. Like, you know, just it's a
they
valid.
Shouldn't have, they shouldn't have. Go ahead. Go. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, like, it's a valid criticism that if you're not working a lot in a live environment with live fire, it's impossible to improve. And I don't remember really the last time she wrestled. And as a quick aside, who decided it was a good idea to make her look like everybody else? When she started, she looked like a badass.
I didn't like it. I didn't like her hair like that.
Well,
I prefer her hair like everyone else. I don't. I didn't.
But
like
I don't think
hair.
It makes her stand out at all. But of course now Natty puts her hair in braids, so it's
right,
like
But nothing was gonna make Ivy Nile stand out that much.
Yeah, she's
really
tiny, so.
Well, no, it's just I don't know. What's special about her?
Well, all right. So for me, the look for me was special, honestly. She didn't look like anybody else. And when you're that, you know, short of stature, you're going to need something different. When she first wrestled, remember the NXT, the 2.0 she started. And she had like she was doing good squash matches. And then they made her like the sidekick in God, what were they called? It wasn't the Alpha Academy, was it? Cuz it was Diamond Mine.
Yeah, Diamond, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, she's just the Creed's handler now. This is bizarre. But, you know, and it's all been kind of downhill for her from there, which, you know, unfortunately. So, but that's what I saw in her, you know. But again, I've seen less than other people, and they've gone on to do stuff. So, what were you going to say? Or did you lose it?
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
But so the Elimination Chamber match for the women so far is Rhea and Tiffany.
Rhea and Tiffany, yeah.
And
no surprise there.
I just get the feeling it's gonna be the same old, and maybe that's where changing the plans is actually going to be necessary. Like, the idea that they were going to run Cody and Roman again.
Yeah.
Like, no one said no. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe we'll see it on Unreal, you know? But it's like, why? Why this again? And it's... CM Punk and Roman is new, at least. Now, Cody and Jacob's new-ish, I guess. Cody and Drew is not. That shouldn't be the match.
No, it absolutely should not. There is no... Maybe I'm just in some cynical bubble, but I don't feel like there's a real demand for Cody to chase a third time right at this
point. Not right now, no.
No, there really isn't. And I feel like Cody masked, because it turns out that wrapping the title to Drew was actually Cody's idea.
Yeah.
But if the idea was that he can pick it back up at WrestleMania and not have a true fan rebellion, if he stays babyface throughout, then they don't know what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, I think a big problem with anything with Drew, Drew's cool.
Drew was cool, and he's not he's not wrong. He never lies.
Yeah, the gimmick of the bad guy that tells the truth, and like thoroughly believes in his like the truth of that, yeah. Is kind of a hard one to get like people to hate him. You know, like he's making some good points here. You know, so yeah, it's like oh boy, but especially against Cody, and you know. The Cody's detriment, he purposely like is stuffy, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it's like, well, maybe don't be so stuffy.
I don't know why he started wearing suits. I really don't.
Well,
even in AEW, he didn't do it as much. He would do the track suit more than he would to wear the suits. But this suit wearing guy, this McIntyre's called him Milquetoast. He's called him the TKO champion on TV. He is the TKO champion, and wrestling fans hate TKO. They still love WWE.
Yeah,
but they hate TKO, and there is a, you know, that is something that people do have to understand. Like,
yeah,
people who love WWE hate what they see as TKO interference.
Go to any Reddit thread that has something to do with about WWE.
Yeah,
and like you know like. This whole thing with the bars, not being able to show WrestleMania, like, oh, of course WWE did that. Do you think that's Hunter doing that? Like, the head of creative and Nick Khan doing that? No, this is a TKO thing because the damn event's not selling. So, it's like, these people who consistently say WWE's evil, WWE, it's like, hey, they're not in charge. They're... They're the ones that, you know, facilitate the entertainment. TKO puts people in charge to create the entertainment. Outside of that, major business decisions are probably going to be done by the executive board or, I don't know, who runs TKO? Ari Emanuel?
I don't remember their names. Yeah, I don't remember their names.
That's going to be the guy making the decision. So it's like, can we just... Have some perspective. Have some smarts to you. But it's the internet, and that's my fault. So, but.
Yeah, you brought it up. These supposed sports bar ban from playing WrestleMania at any location within 50 miles of Allegiant Stadium. Possibly putting a cramp in our Saturday night plans.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just be bringing a Roku to the hotel, I guess, and we'll just watch it on ESPN. Like,
I guess we might.
I don't understand this decision because the people, like, I'm not going to the event because it's too goddamn expensive for both nights. Yeah. And also,
but who
like,
knows? Maybe by the time we're in the last week, we can pick up Saturday tickets for a good price. So maybe we should keep our options open.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also like, you know, there is, like, UFC did this before, too. I know that they gave Bars a hassle because, like, the Hooters around us used to carry him all the time. When I lived in Greenville, Hooters and Quaker Steak. And they said, yeah, they've changed their policy on it, so we're not carrying them anymore. And they saw their business when they were doing pay-per-view events drop. And, I mean, UFC TKO made a bunch of horrendous decisions to stunt their, you know, popularity growth. Money growth, no. Popularity, for sure.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, are you guys trying to do that with WWE, too? Like, I know it's a streaming world, and that's just what happens now. But the idea that these places have been carrying everything. And, of course, it's also Vegas, which I think makes this 1,000 times worse.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas plays salamander aquarium racing because you can bet on it.
Yeah. That doesn't really apply to WWE.
you can bet on WWE. Yes.
Not legally at a Vegas casino, no.
Yeah, they have prop bets. You can do it on, like, FanDuel, all that stuff. Absolutely. I know you're probably sitting there going, no, that sounds stupid. Yes, I didn't say it wasn't stupid.
The online ones can, especially if you know, they make a deal with WWE, they make a deal with AEW. Yeah, they host the prop bets, but you're never gonna get a match by match line or anything.
I would hope not, but it's
no,
Vegas
no, of course
too.
Not. Yeah.
So it's like if you're dumb enough to bet on wrestling, you deserve what you get. You know, I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah.
So if they want to host it and someone goes, well, they had insider info. Idiot, go on the internet. You can find your insider info right there. Like, you know, but it's going to be like, especially if Vegas wants to have a bump up in tourism. Well, this certainly isn't going to help.
Yeah, I mean, people go to Vegas. People flock to, well, or as much as people flock to Vegas anymore, a lot this weekend just to watch the Super Bowl with a bunch of people.
Yes.
Now, yep. This is different because the show is actually taking place in Las Vegas, and they want, you know, 60,000 people in the buildings each night.
Mm-hmm.
I heard great things about the watch parties at various Vegas locations last year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they are great. And maybe they'll still happen. Maybe if the WWE's happy again, they can, you know, do it. I mean, there was reports today that, you know, some of these WrestleMania parties, you know, had, you know, old wrestlers lined up to host the events or do a Q&A and sign autographs and whatever. Now, I don't know if that's been completely canceled, but, these old wrestlers, you know, are losing a payday.
Yeah, that's very true, too. But it's also like, well, these old guys are making their money off us still. It's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, there is, but...
That's okay. You don't have to have every single penny, you know? So give old Bob Holly some money. I don't know if he's doing these or not, but you know, just let them have their $50 ahead.
You know? Right? Yeah.
Quit being that way. But as everyone's discovered, TKO is greedy as hell, and that's just what's going to happen. So, but I'll be curious. I mean, my first thought was, well, that's not going to make me buy a ticket, guys. That's just going to make me bring my Roku or,
yeah,
you know.
I guess we can do that, yeah.
Something like that. And then we'll just go out to another event after.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in the advent of phones and, you know, tablets with Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, not tablets, with network connections. You know, you can't stop those. So, I don't mm-hmm. know. I think it's a very poor, it's a poor decision for themselves. as well as the people. But they don't care.
No, they don't.
They said they have an obligation to their shareholders. And it's like, well, okay. But your shareholders are making the money, and we're the ones giving it to you. So, you know, treat your fans the right way, and your shareholders will constantly have a lot of money. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
We've lost that in all facets of life.
Well,
it really did. I mean, up until about maybe the late 2000s, early 2010s, at the latest, or everything was about giving the consumer the best deal possible.
Yeah. Yep.
And now it's about maximizing shareholder value and quote unquote premium experiences.
You got it. Yes.
Yep.
And
or the same experience you used to get, just marked as premium now.
Oh yeah. Well, I like how it's along the same vein, but it's like, you know, you go to a concert. Hey, do you want VIP access? Do you want to get in early to the event? And it's like, well, what? Like, wait. And then they prioritize, like, especially any of these events that prioritize safety through a VIP package. Hey, do you want to, like, if you're on an outdoor thing, hey, do you want a tent and unlimited water? Like, wait, what? I should be getting unlimited water. If it's 100 degrees outside, like, you have like a moral obligation to make sure I have water for free, but that's a different thing. So,
that went out the window with Woodstock 99, let alone the Fire Festival or whatever else has come on since. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that fight? Yeah. Wait, what was the one?
Firefest. Yeah.
Firefest. Because AEW is just Fighter Fest.
That's the one with the legendary story where the gourmet meal they were provided ended up being cheese and bread.
Yep. That's it. I saw the documentary on it. I was just like,
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, the one you know, gay dude in the story about how he procured the water. water. I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's good stuff.
People keep going. Like, I guess I'm just older, but I'm like, you guys keep getting bamboozled by these things. And it's like, when are you going to stop? And they're like, the festival business is in a downturn. Yeah, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Jerk off. Okay. You didn't treat the artists well. You're taking a bunch of their money. And then on top of that, the people paying all the money are getting treated like garbage. Yeah, I can't imagine why no one's going to your stupid-ass festivals. Ugh. Want VIP access? Anyways. I don't even know how we got started on that, but I'm not a Hunter apologist because, you know, some stuff's been done wrong and he's got to correct it because he has had a creative, and whether that is, you know, getting the right people together or getting rid of the wrong people or whatever it is. But got to make corrections, and like, he's got to be done soon, I guess, if you want to put it that way. Because if they expect to get 69,000 people, whatever they want to get in Allegiant Stadium for two nights, no. And
yeah, they gotta figure this out because Vegas is not a town where the locals are going to show up in droves.
Nope.
It's not a drivable city from just about anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not I mean, have you seen some of those crowds for Rams games or Chargers games? There's usually more people wearing the opposing team's jersey because people travel in for it. People travel in for it, there's local fans for it.
Yep. Yeah, the ones in LA. Yep. Yeah, well, that's why there shouldn't be teams in LA. So
or Vegas, because the Raiders is the same way. The Raiders exist just so the opposing team can take a vacation, basically. The opposing team's fans can take a vacation, basically.
Yeah, not a bad idea, really. But
no, it's not a bad idea. But it shows that there's just not. It's not New York. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Boston. It's not Toronto, Chicago, Detroit. The best location they've probably chosen for anything in the last few years probably was Indianapolis for that Royal Rumble. Dead center in the middle of the country, drivable from so many big cities and metro areas. They did over 70,000 for a Royal Rumble because it was in February.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Because of the location. And Vegas, yeah, I love Vegas. Vegas is fun. I love to go, do it, do once a year trip, even though last year was the first time in a while. But, other people maybe don't necessarily love Vegas as much, or it's too expensive for them, or again, they talked about, people aren't, in the throes of, Trump Part Two, international tourism to the U.S. has nosedive.
yeah, I've heard about that too. I guess I never really thought of it that way. Yeah. About his effect on international stuff. Yeah.
It's all factor. I mean, and Vegas, of course, has its own issues. Ever since just about every hotel on the Strip was bought up by either Caesars or MGM, the actual quality, the you know, people, but the actual quality of the experience, went down.
Okay. I
And things are way too expensive and blah blah and all that.
I don't pretend to know a lot about Vegas. I just know you go to gamble and they've got like cheesy shows.
Gamble, the shows, drink. Oh, well, drink. You can drink a lot, but drinking is de it's definitely more expensive.
Well,
I find it fun because it's drinking and it's a lot of drinking and eating and people watching.
well, eating I can do, people watching I can do. We'll see about the rest. Damn
I'm rooting for you, man. I think you can make a
it.
big comeback. I
Yeah. What a sad statement. I
You'll be
can't
like
drink.
Seth
You can
Rollins or
do it,
Braun
buddy.
Strowman.
I believe in
You
you.
can do it. I believe in you. I believe you can get it all back. I think you can be back at the top of your game.
If I get a goddamn call back from my
You don't have to talk about it here.
hermoglobin. Hey, your blood iron's really low. Yeah, that's not good, right? No. So we're gonna send you to these people, okay? And they're never gonna call you back. So weeks later, you're still gonna feel probably worse, and they'll get in touch with you when they do. Cool. That's not keeping my life up in the air. All right. I just want fucking wrestling to be fun. You know? Like and that's what Friday's show was for SmackDown. It was fun. And listen, even if there's only 30 something thousand people for WrestleMania, yes, it will be a giant ego kick, just like AEW's was. But I'll be curious to see if Meltzer paints that WrestleMania as a success, even though they have half the audience like AEW's All In did. So that's a nice little bow on that. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Whatever. And some form of us will be back on Thursday. I have no idea. So take care. I'll let Chris take us out.
All right, everybody. Rate and review us wherever you can. We'll check you out later in the week. Later.